Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello, everybody. So glad to be here. There is something very special about Thursdays each week. I can't quite put my finger on it, but I think it's like Jim always says, Friday Junior. Love that. And if Mary, we'd be saying Thursday is just a drill, only a drill. But anyway, we're here and I'm very happy to be with you. I know Jimbo is just tickled pink. And I'm about to explain a couple things to you. First of all, we're going to use ordinary playing cards for the readings. None other method is employed here, not tarot, not oracle cards, not any system that is out there. And I know there are many wonderful ones. This is simply the one that I use and always have. I feel it pretty much stands on its own. There's very little you could bring to the cards that you won't get insight on. And occasionally, they can be a little coy where they will simply say, you don't need to know right now. Okay, so sometimes you may go off in a direction and the cards will be like, uh-uh. I'll tell you when it's time, and they do. So anyway, I also want to be using a full 24-card layout for your callers. And if we run out of calls on Blog Talk, we, of course, are going to turn to our Facebookers. Welcome, Facebookers. Glad to have you with us. They are watching us streaming live on the Psychic Love Doctor show page on Facebook. So if you'd like to join us there, please feel welcome. And now I'm going to turn you over to Man of the Hour, Mr. Jimbo Fantastico. Yay.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you that this show is for informational and educational purposes only. I'd also like to remind all the folks that are out there on various platforms with us tonight that if you are international, please let it be known, and we'll give you live international shout-outs as we see you. And we have one to see right now. We have a Catherine, our Ireland Catherine, is here.
And
Jeanette just rocked in from Canada. So welcome, international shout-outs. We'll give them as people show up. You don't have to get them just at the beginning. That is not mandatory. 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in to get your free reading. When you call in, you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. Statement's true. If you hear silence, not a good thing. Hang up, call back. Never should be silence. Ever. Something went wrong somewhere. Typically, it's a cell phone world. You know, they do crazy stuff. So, Facebookers, we will only turn to you folks if we have gaps in the calls. Can't say we will. Can't say we won't. But you just can't call in when you feel like it. That is not going to fly. Not going to fly. Yesterday was alternate Wednesday. That would have been the best day for you.
Yeah.
Because we probably took like three Facebookers, I believe. So that's pretty good in a 60-minute period. So
plus, there is another way, right, Jimbo?
Not a realistic way.
If you really, really need my intuitive advice, you can book me.
That wasn't what I was thinking, but yes.
On my website, Psychic Love Doctor. So
that's the 100% surefire way to guarantee you'll get one there. That's 100% guaranteed. Phones aren't guaranteed because you get in a queue and first come, first serve. And Facebookers, you got to wait for the phone. So, but yes, indeed. If you really, really want reading,
yeah,
break out your pocketbook. That's all. Not everything in life is free.
Well,
we're going to do the best we can do during the show.
Yeah, and these are only samples.
Yeah, you get a tip of an iceberg. And speaking of that, when you hear that sound, that means that free tip of the iceberg reading is concluded. So please let it go. Like we just said, if you are unsatisfied and have a lot of more questions, well, then you just go to that www.psychicglovedoctor.com and you arrange away and you'll be booking your time and there will be nobody playing harps bothering you. So, but when you hear the harps, yes, let the reading come to an end, please. It's very important. It's only fair to other folks. We have a finite amount of time. We can't do a show forever. So please, we give as many people as we can, and that makes everybody happy. But before you do depart, there we go. Let's put all the words, enunciate them. I will give you a single card reading of my own. And this one, the deck tonight is the angel cards that we've had so long we don't remember their formal name, but it doesn't matter. You will get a message from an archangel. One single card I'll give you, and then we shall move on. International shout out to Laura, who's also in Canada. Yay.
Yeah, Laura. Still can't get to the bottom of what you showed me. Must have been some kind of, I don't know.
People might have just recorded it.
Yeah, but I'll show it to you later. We didn't have time before the show. And today I found that on Facebook I could not add details to the post about the show. I tried several times.
Probably unrelated.
Yeah, probably.
International Forest. Yes, World Poetry. There's a million days today of it for some reason. There is a Big Bang Day the Big Bang Theory, but they're starting to put a couple of new telescope measurements and stuff are starting to poke hole in that now. Scientists are scratching their head. But let's see here. There were a couple other ones. Let me find them. Where are you now? National California Strawberry Day. I don't know if California strawberries are better than any other damn strawberry, but there we go.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. National Crunchy Taco Day. Those are dang good.
I prefer them myself, but you got to eat them while they're still crunchy.
I prefer them, but if you're in a situation, like if you're trying to have one while you drive, you definitely want the soft shell. Because the crunchy ones can just explode and you'd be wearing it if you're driving or something. Yeah, but they taste better, I think.
We have a scamma in our midst.
Well, what a
they come. They come and you boot them.
Yeah, what a waste of time. They should just go die.
Seems like you said, they're probably bots of some kind. Bots.
There we go. I was having a little bit of problem. Yeah. All right, folks. Hang on. I'll get somebody that should not be living. Not alive. And then go finish them off on their webpage. There we go. All done, folks. Almost done, and we'll get to the show. Deb, do you have anyone up there? Well, there's a gap. It's only going to be seconds.
You know, I read a lot of stuff today, but I can't remember a single bit of it.
Okay, well, I mean.
So I'm thinking that it was not really very important. I mean, it seemed important. Not that we need to dig up for a show.
Wait, I'm just finishing this person off.
I do have some news to share with you. All
right, well, let's jump in there. Feet
all right,
first.
Let's get going.
Area code 775.
Yes.
Is this our Wendy?
Must be. Hello?
Hello? 775. Turn that all the way up.
I am.
It should never be any other volume.
Hello?
Wendy. Oh, Wendy. All right. Well, we'll
come back to you.
Yep. Come back. Hold there. We'll go on to area code 859. I believe that is Kentucky. 859.
Hello.
Hi.
Are you with us?
Yes. Hello. Yes, I'm here.
You are. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
And what is your...
Glad to be here.
Yes. And what is your first name, hon?
It is Lisa.
I think you've called us before, haven't you? I just feel like...
I don't know, maybe. I can't recall.
Well, we will treat you as if you are a newbie tonight, give you a nice big welcome, and also ask you to tell us a little bit about you and your situation.
Well, it's practiced, I'm single. I've been single mm-hmm. for 18 years. And now
wow.
I'm kind of interested in kind of maybe dating. And, I mean, I am a loner. I love my own company. I like to be by myself. But there are moments when I do want somebody like to share a movie with or maybe enjoy some music with. But so I was just, you know, that's
okay.
basically what my question is about.
So we're going to take a look and I'll lay out the cards and Jim will chat with you.
Okay. I shall indeed. You know, the area code and the voice sound very familiar, but, you know, all right. So this is actually a love reading then, isn't it? Right up your alley.
Okay.
Love doctor.
Yes.
Well, I mean, they all start casual. I don't care what anybody believes. It was love at first sight. Yeah, stick your... Yeah, bull crap. You don't know if you love somebody just because you lay eyes on them and you speak three words. That's crap. If somebody believes that, then the tooth fairy's coming too tomorrow. So it should all be casual and chilling and friendly and relaxed at
yeah.
first. It should be very relaxed and friendly. No pressure, no commitments, no nothing.
Right.
Have a good time. It's a good time. And you know what? Tomorrow I'm probably not going to see you because I have other stuff going on. No big deal. It's all cool. Yes, indeed. Actually, I like that. I like that a lot.
It's getting there here.
It's getting there.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Ooh. Timing is just perfect for asking this because you have a new, wonderful love interest coming on the scene for you. Right now, though, you might be thinking, well, somebody to share some activities with, you know, keep it kind of nice and light, casual.
Mm-hmm.
But I really think that this individual is coming in the shape of, we'll say a soulmate type of connection, of the loving
Ooh.
Kind, you know. And I see that this could actually last you for the rest of your life. That's how compatible.
Yes.
I feel the two of you are, and oh, the magical vibe between the two of you. Well, I have to say, Lisa, I think you'll be eating those words about just wanting somebody to listen to some music with, et cetera. I think this could very, if you listen to her giggle, isn't it cute?
Well, it's good news.
This could very easily become, you know, your true lasting love interest, just, oh, the magic, the chemistry, everything. And I've got to admit, sometimes I think the higher power has a tremendous sense of humor that just when we think we know what we want and this is all, we're going to be happy with that, it's like the floodgates open and we get the love of our life when we least expect it. So I see very good things coming from this. And the fact that you haven't dated for 18 years, just something to remind you is you have managed to miss a lot of bullets as far as losers and
cheaters.
And no, you know what I'm saying?
Lions and tigers
no
and bears.
Yeah, that was the intention. That was the intention, totally.
Since the casual, you
now,
don't usually get that kind of stuff with casual.
Yeah, now it's like you are dating born-again virgin.
Holy virginity.
Where you won't be bringing any of that mess with you. It'll be like fresh, new fallen snow. Dogs haven't peed on it yet.
That's right, no yellow snow. Watch out for yellow snow. Do not eat it. International shout out to Virgil in England. Welcome, Virgil. Welcome.
So I think it's going to be beautiful, and I can't wait till you call up and say, oh, yeah, it's happening. So one of our ladies from Canada is saying in Facebook to you, it's always nice to start as friends so that when it becomes something more, it's a wonderful surprise. And it really is.
Yes.
I think that you have much in store for you, and you might be wondering, well, like, when? Well, love is coming pretty fast.
Love is
in your world. So I believe, from what I See, I think the two of you should have met and already be making your own music by the 4th of July.
Ooh, summertime.
It's not a lot
Woo-hoo!
Sooner.
Fireworks.
Yes, please don't be a stranger. We'd love to hear from you.
Yes,
sure.
But stand by for your, I have an angel card for you before we move on. The subject is leadership,
okay.
And it's from Archangel Gabriel. It is time for you to assume your leadership power and position and lovingly guide others.
That's great.
Okay.
Man, we got a lot of, you shared one little part of your life with you, lots of other things going on that may have significant meaning too. But anyway, thank you so very much for holding and being patient. And we hope you call again and again.
Thank you. We'd love to hear from you again.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
So that's a great way to start off with a nice,
Simple,
positive.
No
vibe.
Pressure. Nobody's.
Nothing.
Love is in you. All right.
Sure, it can bite you in the pines, but it's a risk.
Area code 205 is with us from Alabama. 205, welcome.
Oh, well, hello. Glad to
Hi, thank
you
for taking my call. How are you two?
Well, I feel like we're doing...
We walk and roll.
Yeah, we're doing well so far. And what is your first name?
My name is Patricia, and I want to ask a question about a gentleman. His initial is W. And so we are spending a lot of time together, really just enjoying each other's company, space, energy. And I want to see what you pick up around this person. Are they genuine?
Oh, good question.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, that's great. Why? Might as well find out what their agenda is. You know, life is short.
If there is one.
Yeah, we can't sit around and wait for somebody to come up
sure.
to speed.
Well, she wants, make sure, the person's up and up and all that stuff, too. And, it might not have an agenda, which is okay. That means there's not a bad agenda, then, if he does not have an agenda. has this been, this togetherness been for a long time or just recently?
We've known each other over 10 years plus. But this type of spending time it has progressively developed over like a 2.5 year span that we've been more frequently seeing each other. So, yes, it's developed over a couple of years.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, so 10 years is a long time. So, you at least...
But it sounds like it's only now.
Well, obviously, it's obviously shifted level-wise. It's a different kind of a level, it appears, right now. So, all right, what do you got?
Oh, yeah. I think this man, W, has great plans in store for the two of you. He may not express a lot. He seems to be somebody who, pardon the pun here, but keeps his cards close to his chest. So... Mm-hmm. Really knowing what he's all about can sometimes be a struggle or a challenge for you. But I see here, he doesn't want to lose you to somebody else. So Mr. W needs to step up now and make his intentions known because he would like to have a new home with you. He would love to... I see him just wanting to do all kinds of real, like, homey things, very domesticated things, gardening, puttering around, trimming trees. I mean, some men love that stuff. So, I really think that you've got a future here. And what really has him, really has him by the toenails is that he worries. Because he thinks you are such a goddess. He thinks men in droves are going to cross the countryside and they're going to just start descending.
Like locusts on a farmland.
Yeah, to take you away. And I think it's good. He should worry. You are quite a package, according to your cards, Patricia, you got a lot to offer. So I think that he is going to step things up. And there could very well be a proposal later this year. So, and remember, not everybody's into marriage anymore, especially if people are receiving benefits that if they marry, they're going to lose them. So the proposal could be something like, let's have a commitment ceremony minus the paperwork, unless there are assets that need to be, say, in a prenup. And I don't think that's a bad thing at all. You know, if you worked your tail off to gain serious assets, you should be able to.
You can protect them. There's nothing wrong with that. Another person should not be offended. But, you know, it's a personal choice. Your assets, damn it. You got to watch your assets.
As in your ass, right?
Yaman.
Yes.
So anyway,
wow.
He's really into you, and I think that's very good. He is adventurous in the passionate sense, if your relationship has gotten that far. I mean, this guy. Okay, well, he adores
What were
you
going to say? This guy, I really need to hear that part.
He is very adventurous. Where if, let's say, you had a fantasy or something you wanted to try, he'd be gung-ho to make that happen for you. And he'd probably enjoy a little role-playing on your part. I mean, he's got a lot of fire in him, a lot of passion. I think
Absolutely.
There you go. Well, here's Jim now with your angel of light card. Is that what it is?
I don't know. We don't know the name, Deb. It's an angel card. Excuse me, almost choked to death. Subject is prioritized. Archangel Metatron.
That's a good one.
It's the Transformer Archangel.
Yeah.
Focus on your highest priorities. I will help you get organized and motivated.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have to worry about losing that one, hon. He's really into you. And I think it's good for him to think all kinds of men are after his goddess, because that way he'll want to keep you extra happy and satisfied.
I love it.
Satisfied.
Yes.
The women satisfied.
I love
Take
that
care.
Reading. Yes. Thank
Take
you
care.
So much.
Awesomeness. You can come back again and again. In fact, we shall be here tomorrow. Have a good one.
That's
and
nice.
We're going to keep on going.
Rebel cards tomorrow.
Tomorrow is Friday. Unless a meteor strikes us, we will be here. All right, let's keep it going. 703, this is in our own Commonwealth of Virginia, 703. Welcome.
It's Andrea.
Well, of course it is.
It has been so long, I wasn't sure.
I know. Yeah. No, every time I want to call, I realize I've passed the time because I've been working out or doing something. And so, well, I started my new job about 3 weeks ago. Yeah, I mean, the money's good. The commute's not too bad, but it's boring. I mean, they pay me a lot of money to sit there and answer phones. It is boring.
Oh, but it's good money?
Yeah, the money's really good. So I really can't complain
well,
too much. It makes the day longer, that's all.
Well, entertain yourself thinking about looking at all the cold, hard cash in your bank account. That's what I
Absolutely, yeah. So my question is, though, my coworker, his name starts with, his name is Michael. We used to work together. He's the guy that got me the job. He's a facility manager, and he's telling me that the other girl who works there, I don't know if they're going to lay her off, fire her, she's going to quit, but a lot of people don't like her for some reason. She's just not working out.
And?
I don't know. Do you think she's gonna get fired? I don't know.
Would you like her job? Is that what your goal is here?
I don't want her job. No, because I think if they let her go, they're gonna make that job a part time job. So.
Oh, okay. All right. Well,
no, but she can be very condescending. She can be. She's a slob. You should see her office. I mean, it's like chaotic.
Wow. So, yeah. All right. Well, let me see what I got get for you.
So it's a coworker, but do you have a lot of interaction, or is it just like?
Yeah, she sits right behind me. When I go to lunch, she watches the phones, and when I take a break, she watches the phone. But she has a little office space, like literally, like right behind me. I mean, she's a nice person, but there's a lot of drama that comes with her.
That's interesting. Drama that she creates at the workplace.
Not necessarily with me, but a lot of other people apparently have some issues with her.
Interesting. Well, the good thing is at least you don't have any issues, so that's a good thing. All right.
Well, I don't know if the people, maybe the cars would tell me if my people there like me, because I don't really know. I've been there like 3 weeks. I don't know.
Well, for one thing, she's not going to be there too much longer. They're not happy with her at all.
Mm-mm.
Sometimes it takes some strategy involved in the firing process. You know, mm-hmm. They can't just walk up and say, you're done.
We're at will state. They really could. We're in Virginia. We're at will. They really could do whatever they want.
They don't have to have a reason.
They want cause. They want cause here. They want cause. They don't want to just fire you because because there could be repercussions. There could be severance and stuff like that. Where I work, they'd like to have their ducks in a row so there's no backlash, but, you know.
Well, I think it's coming, definitely. And I do feel, honey, you are very well. See, you're spooked from your last job experiences that you've had.
Yes.
You worked in toxic environments. And this one is not. No, this one is more like family, a team, you know. And there's no I in team. So everybody's kind of in it together. And I think this would be really awesome for you. I do. And wow, to sit and, you know, make the bucks sitting there answering the phone. Daydream. Write a novel in your mind. I don't know. Try to
write a novel in your mind.
Yeah, right. Think of it.
Wow.
Just think of it was the best times. It was the worst
times. Oh, good Lord. What is that from?
Is that not from Moby Dick?
I don't know. I thought Moby Dick said, "Call me Ismael." I started up. Whatever. Call me. Don't call me Dick. I thought that was the first line in that book.
But anyway, I
do know that one particular person who doesn't like the other girls told somebody that they really liked me, and I've had a few people say they really liked me. So I think they. I mean, I'm gathering that they do. So.
Oh, they do. And here's a little tidbit of info for you. In the midst of those peeping,
you know, the peepins. Oh, yes, the peepins. St. Patty Days is come and gone, Deb.
In that midst, there's a lady there who is a lesbian.
A thespian. We like thespians.
And she's very attracted to you. Yeah.
Really?
I don't see that she's going to make like any overt moods towards you unless you give her a signal. She's
no.
Yeah, well, she doesn't want to. She may not even have come out to the office as yet.
Oh.
So, but I just want you to be aware. That could be the one that says she really likes you. You know, they're out there. I get a lot of.
Yeah.
A lot of, what would you call it, like compliments and flirtations from lesbians. Maybe I look like one, but I think you and me, Andrea, I think we'd be more the lipstick variety.
Yes, absolutely. We would be. Yes, we would be. Not that we have to put you in with a lipstick lesbian.
No, the girly girl types. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've always had a crush on the guy that got me the job that we used to work together. Do you think he's married? Do you think this could be something there? But I don't know if he's married or not. I mean, he came with a ring today. I was like, you're married? And I guess he tells people he is at work because for whatever reason, but I don't know if he is or isn't.
Well, let's put it this way. I see a man here. And what I'm seeing is that he's getting divorced. Okay. And maybe wears the ring because he hasn't told the missus yet, you know, that he's on his way out the door. And I think that is your friend. And he looks at you. Yeah, he's got designs on you. So I don't know who's going to get you here. your friend or the lesbian. So they may fight over you, Andrea.
Well, he never talks about a wife. He talks about his kids, but never talks about a wife. And, I mean, I've never even – there's no sign of her at all. But he has a kid that lives in New York, and a younger kid lives here.
Well, she could be long gone, but they haven't done the paperwork.
She could be in his freezer.
In his freezer.
She could be in his freezer, or she could be in his backyard. under.
Pushing up the daisies.
But it was really weird because I came to work with a ring on today, and the other girl, the other person who, you know, the other one, says, oh, yeah, don't you know he's married? I said, well, I've known him for years, and I never knew he was married. And she goes, oh, yeah. When I asked him, he said, no, I just keep it for, like, to keep people away from me, but I want him to think I'm married. And Morgan thinks you're, oh, the girl thinks you're married, and he's like, well, that's good, just to keep it that way. So that's just weird.
Well, remember, people have two reasons for doing something.
Yeah.
The real reason and the one that sounds good.
Yeah, it's hard to say which one of those is the truth.
I don't think he wanted you to know because that would turn you off. You would not pursue.
Which means he's not real happily married then, is he?
No, he's not.
So he wants to go play around.
He wants to get out.
Round to ground now.
It's hard for men. They don't like giving
up. So to speak.
So to speak, they don't like giving up what they've worked so hard for. Like, say, there's a boat in the driveway or a snowmobile or a house or, you know, they have a riding lawnmower, that kind of thing. And let's admit it, some women can be very biatchy when it comes to dividing
I went to his Facebook page. I went to the LinkedIn. I went to White Pages, all that. There's no sign of a woman anywhere. So that's why I was a little confused. I'm like, why you got a ring on for? Because he's never, ever worn one, ever.
Okay. Well, just he's putting out what he wants people to know about him on Facebook. All right. And putting out there that he's got a wife. She's a ball and chain. He's trying to get rid of her. Who's going to want to talk to somebody like that? Too much going on.
Yeah.
So trust the cards. People always tell you the truth. You know, if you don't have anything to know, you aren't going to know.
Right. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
All right, Jim's got a thing for you.
All right, well, I got a thing for you.
Thank you.
All right, here.
Jim,
that's right, baby. Now, here we go. Here's your angel card. Subject is clear your space. Archangel Jophiel, get rid of clutter.
Oh.
Clear the energy around you and use feng shui.
I did that. I actually did it in my house. I rearranged all my furniture and did all that a couple weeks ago when my carpets cleaned.
Of course you did, because you're a woman.
I have a question for you.
Women rearrange furniture all the time.
I recently got my years ago, grandmothers buy their granddaughters a hope chest, like a cedar chest. And I had a really nice one. It was like in storage for a long time. Well, recently I opened it, not knowing what was in there. And I found a bunch of baby clothes that I had either made myself or others made. My children are all grown. The youngest one is like 30. And I'm wondering, is it okay to give those things like off to a thrift store? Or do people hang on to them? Yeah.
Do you think your kids are going to have kids?
Hang on, but
Will your kids have kids?
These are clothes. And they've been having girls. So... And I don't know that they're going to want to use...
That's the other part of that.
Yeah.
They might not want nothing to do with that.
And new wives are kind of funky about mother-in-laws anyway.
International shout-out to Melanie in the United Kingdom. Hi, Melanie.
That's what I would do. Even my wedding pictures, I ask my kids, do you want any of this stuff? If not, I'm going to donate it. And just put it up to ask them. If you want it, I'm going to donate it. And do what they say.
What a good idea.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Another factor, though, that you have to factor in is that these people that you would ask are not in the same state. So now you factor shipping something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And shipping is very expensive. Oh, my goodness. Shipping is very expensive now. So
I can't believe how it is.
Yep.
You know, and Laura's saying she kept some special clothing that was her son's, and I'm liking a little of that, too.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Andrea. Right, glad that.
You're welcome. I'll let you know how it goes.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, a lot of times, in general, for a lot of people, if they are absent for a while, that means things are going pretty smooth.
Yeah.
The path is no bumpy road or anything right now, so everything's going cool. So that's cool. That's good news. That is good news. Indeed it is. All right, here we go. Let's keep on. And area code 520.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Hey, good to hear from you. How are you?
Well, I just came out of the dentist, and I'm sitting here at the National Park trying to lick my wounds. It's okay. It's not as bad as it could be, but it's okay.
What did you have done?
Oh, no, there was just the cleaning, but then the big guy comes in and he checks stuff over. And I have to go in for a small cavity fill next week. And then I talk to my business partner and... So we have to make a phone call.
And nothing with the neighbor?
Well, after I talked to you, I had made this dish, and because he had put so much work into the kitchen cabinet. And so I texted him. I said, I'll put it in the laundry room, a portion of it, what I made, and you can get it if you'd like. Let me know. And then he gave me a real weird answer. He said, no, thank you. I had, it was all misspelled, so I knew it was high. I had two burritos and Spanish, whatever. I'm guessing it was rice. And then I said, well, then I called him. I said, you can put it in your freezer. Because I don't want him thinking that he's my slave or anything. That was our agreement initially. And then he said, okay. And then he thanked me profusely. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, he said. And then so then he was supposed to come over today to fix the toilet seat, but I'm not home.
Yeah.
I'm not home. I'm here at the National Forest, and I finished up the antibiotic within the next couple of days, so I didn't feel like going to listen to the band. I don't know if it's out. I don't know. Yeah, so that's where it stands now. I don't know what's going on. I don't know.
Well,
Deb,
you have super sultry voice. Wow.
I wish I could hold on to this voice. I told my sister.
I know.
This lady and I got into a big argument in the parking lot. And I said, she said, I parked crooked, and I said, well, you're big. She has a big truck. And then she's giving me the scientific lowdown on how I should have parked. I said, why don't you just go play the lottery? And then she said, shut up. And I said, you shut up. So I wouldn't have done that in front of my grandson, but it felt good to do it. My dentist is right next to my former relationship person, CPA, and she came out of the CPA's office, so maybe she had bad news. I don't know. But I told my sister, I think people pay more attention to me with this voice. You hear this voice? I mean business. You shut up.
You shut up.
Well, and maybe she needed a little of that, too.
Well,
I don't
sometimes know. People need to – sometimes they do actually need to shut the hell up.
Yeah. So anyway, he's mad.
Well, that's been the flavor for a long time.
Because you're not rolling over like you used to.
Because he's not fitting into
the mold.
I don't
know what that means. I don't know. I don't see myself. I mean, I call into you guys frequently. I don't know what that means. When I roll over, what did I do? I don't understand because I don't think I've changed myself that much. What do I do? I don't understand. I mean, I never begged them.
It's not that you haven't changed yourself. It, the fact is that you haven't changed yourself. He was wanting you to keep transforming more and more of like a servant type person, you know? of worshiper of him, and you never made that.
No.
He accepted you early on that you weren't worshiping him like a god, but he figured you'd be there by now, right? And she's not. She didn't get there. What are you doing, Deb?
I'm checking because I wanted to see if there was something.
There's nothing going on. Yeah. If there's something emergent, I'll bring it to your attention immediately.
Rachel.
International shout out to Rachel in Australia. All right.
Okay, well, what I got here is, you're ticking him off because you used to be so much easier, you know, to contend with when there'd been, say, a disagreement or you were at odds with each other or whatever. But he's not getting that vibe from you anymore. And now his mind is going rampant with suspicions. There's another man, because I see it right here. Right, Jim, you can see it.
I see it.
Nine of spades is his emotion for you. And he's thinking, oh, she's got another guy. She's found somebody. And of course, he has to put it in some kind of really ugly terms, like she's banging some guy from the bar. Or the gas station.
Oh, my God. She pulled a guy out of the dumpster and laid him. You know, yeah.
How about
right.
the White House? Let's elevate it a little bit. I won't take anyone home from the dance hall.
That would be
how
some serious elevation there if you go on for the freaking FOTUS.
Biden's son.
He's a drug addict.
Nobody attractive. But that's where his mind is, because you guys are drifting away from each other. And and I don't like how abrupt he is. I mean, if somebody's offering you something, be gracious. Well, thank you. I did just have, like, you know, three burritos or whatever, but I could save this. I could have this tomorrow. I mean, God, it's like a slap in the face of somebody
I didn't know. Excuse me. I wasn't inviting him over, and that's why I called him to explain. I said, put it in your freezer, because he's doing this stuff for free, and I still need help with my toilet, and, you know, I don't want to. And then he's talking about future stuff, you know, to work on the yard like he did last year. And he said, if we're going to do that, it's, you know, this is what we're going to do. And then, you know, throw any of the.
He's throwing out bait to get you to not up in, you know, what would you call it? Like bail.
You don't rent. You don't lease.
They're renters.
In our contract that we sign individually, it states that we will handle maintenance. And you know what? He has a background in that. So he knows what he's doing, and he volunteered. We struck up this deal from the beginning. Excuse me. He doesn't want to be paid. You know, when I've gotten mad at him, I'll say, forget everything, forget the deal. I'll pay for my own stuff. And then he'll say, no, I'll do it. And so then, you know, I make meals in exchange, or I would. So I'm not inviting him over.
One hand washes the other, and friends generally don't need constant reciprocation.
I sure as hell wouldn't sign that contract unless that rent was stupid low.
Yeah, well, that is
maintenance could nickel and dime your ass to death. Mm-hmm. But anyway,
well,
that's neither here nor there.
If it's major, I mean, then they have to pay for it. But, you know, like a broken drawer kind of thing or that kind of thing.
Well, anyway, I remember. I'd be like, you guys fix your goddamn
And
drawer.
They like him. The owners like him. They rely on him for.
Of course they do. He's fixing shit that they don't have to. Of course they like him.
Now, he's still in the so-called honeymoon phase with you.
Which is very odd.
He's trying to reel her back in.
Honeymoon phase on the funny farm, I guess.
This is what we're going to do in the summer and all that, reminding her that they are like a twosome. But
two in a pod?
Yeah, but I don't see this holding up, and he's mad. Because he feels there she goes to make trouble again. See, he sees you as a pot stirrer. You're just not one that he can, you know, throw a couple of crumbs to. You used to be, but you aren't anymore. So, anyway, I think that he's where he needs to be. Good old karma came a-knocking where he's not happy with what he's getting in return from you.
Or...
I don't know what he wants. But you know what? I took your words at heart last night. You were saying, well, you never went on the dating websites. You never went on Meetup. So guess what I did today? Guess what I did today? I did
what
a little
did you do?
I did a little exploration of those kinds of things. Not dating. Oh, God. Ugh. I'd never do a dating website. But I went on, you know, I explored some stuff and, you know, like groups and things like that. And I think that's going to be my ticket because I, you know, I can only do so much dancing stuff. I mean, it's okay. The music speaks to me and I'm not wanting to take anyone home. I'm not wanting to meet anyone there. But, you know, these other groups that have things in common, I think,
Of course, and I agree. Also, there's all kind of, like, we here have tons of volunteer opportunities, and people get friendly, and you get to meet somebody away from, like, a bar or a dating website, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm always interested in volunteering to do breast exam. There's nothing wrong with that.
You are a member of the Medical Reserve Corps, so don't put your crap out there.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know. I am a certified Tata inspector.
Joined it when my husband was just starting to get sick, and you probably have one too, Lisa. And we joined the Medical Reserve Corps, run out of the Health Department, and we had to learn all about structure of command and. It came out of 9/11.
That was Norfolk CERT, Community Emergency Response Team.
No, I'm not talking about that.
There's a structure of command that we did that drill on. That was CERT.
No, that's fine. Yes, it was a drill that we did.
That was Norfolk CERT.
What I'm saying is we had to learn about, setting up. We had to learn how to set up first aid and pharmacy and different aspects of, like, setting up shelters. It came out of 9/11 because all those vehicles, fire trucks, ambulances, and whatever, they all crashed down there, and then nobody could get out. So they realized, hey, we've got to set up incident command structure.
Community Emergency Response Team.
That is when
get back to her reading.
Yeah, let's
ask you a question about those people that said they were going to buy the house. Do you still see that going through with those guys?
I do, but I don't think they've come yet. It might be breathing hard, but
that's right. Yeah, it might be a little sweaty. You know, I don't know.
Well, because they told me there was a couple that was very excited, and they were going to be back in touch. They said when they did such and such, and then they were going to submit an offer. Do you think that's the couple?
Oh, yeah. I would not be surprised. That house is going to be off your hands pretty soon. Yeah. You watch and see. Okay? Just have faith. The persons, people are going to show up. And they're the ones that want to do it right.
Yeah. And like it. We're going to call them on Saturday, me and my business partner. You think we'll get good news?
I already erased your card.
You didn't really see one thing one way or the other?
I just feel, I've been feeling for some time now that the house is going to go. The house will go. And Teresa, we know you're in the queue for next. Okay. Let's cover this tomorrow if you're able.
We shall be here Friday.
Thank you. Thank you, Deb and Jimbo.
You stand by. Stand by. Career transition is the subject of her angel card from Archangel Shemael. Your life purpose is triggering a blessed career change. So this thing's talking about a career change.
Oh, that's been in her card since day one.
Mm.
She's going to go places in the future.
Maybe she's going to become a meat inspector.
As in what?
Maybe that's the group.
That's right. As in, sausage. You got to make sure the sausages are A1 quality.
Right.
Hey, that's my kind of job.
That's good to know. All right. Well, thank you very much.
On the job training.
All right. Yeah, OJT, baby. Right. That's
what does that mean?
On job training. Just what she said. OJT.
Right.
All right. Welcome. We have Laura from London. Welcome. Another international shout out. We have a lot of Engs here. A lot of Engs. Well, not a lot. We got like three from England, two from the Canada, and we have Rachel from the other side of the world.
That's right.
National folk that we have got tonight. All right, Dad, let's go to area
I'm
code.
Miss Illinois.
79.
Hey.
Illinois. Welcome.
About time.
Yes,
okay.
Miss Illinois.
So sorry.
You know what? Just wait till I come back to Virginia. I'm gonna miss Illinois. Oh, I hate the state, but anyway.
I'll have a crown for you and the banner. All right, go ahead.
Oh my God, I will totally wear it too. You know me. I will totally own it. So.
Word up on that dog.
Yeah. So life is pretty good. My car took a crap, but we already knew that. Mm. I haven't really been looking, but whatever. I'm just driving my mom's car because it's just easier. I don't feel like wasting money on a car right now because everything's so damn expensive. So things with the boyfriend are good and the kid, but like I have like, I don't know. I'm a doughty person, but I'm also very insecure about relationships. So having some issues kind of with the ex, she's kind of playing games. So like, can you read in the cards about me and my honey and future stuff?
Yeah. All right. Well, it's interesting you say, she's starting to act up. Interesting.
Yep.
Who's acting up?
The ex-wife.
We hate them bitches.
I hate that bitch. I want her to go away.
Hey, I agree. Here.
You know, but, you know.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
She's going to be there. You know?
Yeah.
She's there regardless. And then tonight I got really irritated with my ex because it's his night with the kid, right? So he drives 45 minutes down to go get his kid, then 45 minutes back. We play soccer. I leave for work. And then 20 minutes later, he's driving back to fucking Oregon to go take his kid to soccer practice because he wants to go because his mom signed him up for it. And he wants to practice to get better. And I'm like, well, I would leave his happy ass back with his mom tonight so you don't have to fucking turn around in less than 10 hours and take him back to school.
So
and what is he saying?
So he's doing a 90-minute round trip for a practice?
Yes, but after he already did a 90-minute.
Oh, I would throw the bullshit flag on that crap.
Because
I wouldn't even go on. I would have told my kid, sorry, you're not going to practice tonight. This is impeding on my parenting time.
I'd just say, hey, you know, and also, you know what? You and your mom work some soccer shit out. You better do it, you know, since you're there. And I'm not.
Right. And we had already agreed that he wasn't going to go to soccer practice on Thursdays. And then now here he is driving his kid to soccer practice on Thursday after he had already been there, and I'm like, well, I don't get it,
yeah.
But whatever.
Yeah, at least you don't have to make that crazy-ass drive.
No, but it's irritating that,
of course,
you know.
Yeah, it is irritating because you're seeing somebody being taken advantage of, yes.
You kind of put it in the context going from here to Gloucester or from here to Suffolk, something like that.
He should not do that, is what she's saying, and it's irritating to see him being taken advantage of and him accepting that he is being taken advantage of.
But he's also letting his kid manipulate him to say, well, and he knew, that's the thing, he knew that they had soccer practice tonight, and we had already discussed that he wasn't going to be doing soccer practice on Thursday. So, whatever.
Okay.
That is one of those problems. That's why I remember back in the young days in the dating world, some folks swore off they were not interested in the other person having any children at all because of that headache.
Well, that was my number one thing, and I'm not going to give up on my honey. I do enjoy my man.
I'm just saying it is frustrating. Yeah, I'm just saying in general, some people, that was their initial standard.
Well, men do not want to deal with single women or single mothers. And I get it, because kids are a pain in the ass. Sorry,
well,
it is what it is.
And the exes contribute to that. Whoever the ex is, it could be an ex-wife and the vice versa, ex-husband. They can make life
Correct.
Difficult. And they kind of like enjoy ruining their ex's relationship, new relationship. They almost get the hell of
having a ball with
they get it. Yeah. Oh yeah. They're getting a freaking thrill out of it.
She's loving it.
Yeah. And that's something.
Here's the thing. Your relationship is really strong and stable that I see here.
That's
and
good.
He's learning from you. This guy has never stood up to her. You know, she.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I got another thing to address, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, I just want you to know that he's learning from you. So you telling him, but I would try not to ultimatum him, you know.
I'm not trying to ultimatum him. I'm just like, dude. Well, he's the one that told me, says, I'm going to drop his ass off back with his mom because this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it is ridiculous, but, you know. You do you, honey, but, like, you got to put your foot down with this fucking kid because he's 8 years old. He's going to start manipulating you. They're not stupid at 8.
No. They learn how to freaking pull strings and push buttons and all that shit to get what they want.
Correct. And I'm just, like, I'm so frustrated. And we have him now. We're going to have him Friday, Saturday, Sunday into Monday morning now because it's spring break, right? And then he gets him again Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then we get him again on Sunday. So we're going to get to see him a lot in the next, you know, 10 days, right? Which
good.
Is fine. I'm excited about that, right?
Yeah.
I'm not happy about the manipulation. And then the other thing I'm not happy about is, and I know I may be taking it personal, but I'm tired of it, is he's very bitter about what his ex did to him, and she was never appreciative of all the things that he did for her, like, letting her move in, raise her 3 kids, let her and her kids use her his property, blah, 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 blah. And then he bitches about that and then all this other stuff. And it makes me feel like, you know, shit. Because, like,
yeah.
I'm there, I'm his girlfriend, I'm doing stuff, but I'm busting my ass to help him around the farm to offset what I'm doing, right?
Right.
Like, I'm paying my dues. But he says shit like that, and it affects me because I feel like he's comparing me to Michelle, his ex, and what an unappreciative bitch she was.
I don't see that. I think he needs to vent this and get it out of himself because, excuse me, he comes across as a man who, like, how much you love him. He has a lot of wounds from that marriage.
And I told him, I said, I really do enjoy you, and I'm trying to do my best to be, like, appreciative.
Yeah.
And I tell him how much I appreciate everything he does, and I'm out there helping him, and I'm busting my ass to do stuff to make, you know, to say, hey, I'm not going to make you do this without help. Like, this is not, you don't have to do any of this. In fact, you're not, you don't have to do any of this for me because you're not beholden to me. But as my man, I feel you should do some of these things, but I get tired of the venting.
Yeah.
Because I'm taking it personal because it hurts when he says that shit.
Well, then maybe you have a set of boundaries. It's like, you remember living here. If you ever dated anybody that was in the military, they would come home and bitch and nag and, you know, whine. And pretty soon you have to say, we're going to park that out on the front porch and it does not come in.
No, we have that rule and I told him that. I said, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
It's gotten to the point where I've gotten shitty about it, where I'm like, I don't want to hear one more word about your ex-wife and how she was unappreciative.
Yeah,
because I'm tired of it.
He's
because
doing
you need to move
ball.
On.
Yeah, he does.
I am, and I keep telling him, I said, I am not her. I'm not here to take advantage of you. You allowed yourself to be taken advantage by this woman. You allowed yourself to be walked all over. I'm not walking over you. I am being appreciative of everything you do, and I say thank you to everything you do, and I am appreciative. But I need you to stop that shit.
Well, I hope you will. I think you will.
It makes me angry. It makes me very angry.
Well,
and it makes me want to just – I almost walked out on him one day because I was so over it.
Well, you know, one
day
that kid is going to be a lot older. There will be more things coming. And the kid may decide he doesn't want to come and spend all that time with his dad. They do that.
Well, see, that's what worried me about tonight because he chose to go to soccer practice over spending time with his dad and doing things at the house.
Well,
But he still wants to go back to the house. And I'm like, no, you made your bed. You want to go back to Oregon to go play soccer? Then you're staying with your mom tonight because it's not feasible for me to run you there. It gets done at 9 o'clock, and it's 45 minutes home. That's now 10 o'clock at night, and you're not in bed. You're not showered, your teeth ain't brushed, and you're not in bed. And then I got to turn around 7 hours later and take you back. No, he knows very well. That kid knows how to time from the minute he leaves his house or his school and he gets to the other house. Like, he knows. He's not dumb. Kids are not dumb.
No, and kids don't give two shits about anybody's feelings.
Yeah, they're very selfish.
Correct.
And
I said, you got to start putting boundaries down because this is the age.
Yep, you do.
It is.
You got to train the puppies. You got to train the puppy or the puppy's going to grow up to be a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Yep.
But as you see, our relationship is good in the cards. Like, everything's good, solid.
Yeah. And he is following your lead. I think he will shut up about this. Oh, my God.
Well, we got it.
Yeah, I think he will be quiet about it. If he needs to, he should go down the bar and tell men.
That's right. Men.
Yeah.
He did seed my pasture today for me, so that was very nice.
Oh.
Well, that's interesting,
and
but I would not get a lot of release from talking to a pastor.
Yeah.
Well, my horses will get it, but whatever. Okay. I had a lot of. I have a lot of frustration. I'll probably call you tomorrow.
We shall be here.
Yeah, we'll be here.
But do not leave yet. We have an angel card for you.
Hang on.
And it is interesting. The subject is overcoming difficulties. From Archangel Jeremiah, the worst is now behind you, and you are surmounting any previous challenges. So you are in the process of overcoming your difficulties right now.
And I think that's wonderful.
So basically it's saying right now you are on your way up. You're overcoming them as we speak.
If you have no issues, no conflict, what a scary relationship. You have no idea how strong it may be or not.
Good things are bitch.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I do love my man, and I appreciate everything he does, but there are some days where I just want to strangle him.
Absolutely.
And I think that's my trauma. Just real quick, I went to his house, and I showed up. I have a clicker to the garage, and I open the garage, and I get in, and I go to go in the house from the garage, and the door is locked. Do you want to know what my immediate thought in my head was? Because he was home, right? You want to know what my thought was? He got a bitch in there. That was my immediate thought because that's my trauma from my past.
Yeah, for sure.
But an immediate thought doesn't mean you didn't act on it. You didn't act on it. It was just a thought.
No, but I banged on the door and I'm like, what are you doing with the door locked? It's the middle of the day or it's in the morning. And he's like, why I locked the doors at night? He said, in the 8 months I've dated you, we've never had the door locked in my life that I've been here. So I said, you got a bitch in here. I was being funny, but I wasn't being funny. Like, I was joking about it because I'm like, this is my trauma. I'm like, you got a bitch in this house because I'm going to go walk a lap around the house real quick.
Maybe he was masturbating.
Who knows? No, he wasn't masturbating. But if he was, I would enjoy watching it. But whatever. My point being is like, that's where my brain went. He came to me and he said, you know, honey, I really want to say that's really sad that your brain went there. And he says, I'm so sorry that somebody treated you like that. Now, that's a good man that'll come to you and say, I'm really sorry that your brain immediately went to there, and I apologize that I didn't know.
That's so good. Well, you know what? We're going to have to end the show.
To go, but thank you much for
holding
you. Being very patient.
Bye.
Oh,
yep. Bye, guys. Love you. All right.
We shall be here again tomorrow. All righty. Well, the time has come for us to say goodbye to the blog talkers. This is a middle of the week show. We don't take them out very. We extend them to finish the call, and we otherwise the British accented chick computer chick comes on and yells at us if we don't. You have 40 seconds, so I.
Well, you don't do her accent well.
So I wasn't because I don't want to. I could do it well, but I don't think I really want to impress anybody doing that.
And I don't know if this is true, but I read that in UK, you natives.
Yes. You natives, you natives.
You natives, whatever whatever you want to be called, that you guys get pissed off if others try to impersonate your accent. And I thought, well, you'd think we'd want to speak your language the way you do. And the article said, oh, hell no, that you want us to stick to our own.
Sometimes I think you read a little bit too much.
I'm going to in 1 minute.
I think a little bit too much reading, I think.
I'm an infomaniac.
Yeah, I can go on the internet and type all sorts of shit, and 100% of it can be so untrue.
Hang in there for a minute, Rachel. All right, Jim, take us down.